Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I'm Zoya Springwala. Today's Tuesday, the 26th of November, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. According to signals from the GIFT Nifty Index, which has fallen around 50 points, echoing the weak sentiment from Asian markets, the BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 are expected to resume trading today on a muted note. In the previous session, the benchmark indices ended the session on a strong note, fueled by a decisive BJP-led alliance victory in Maharashtra and robust short covering, which drove broad-based gains across all sectors despite bearing some intraday highs. After 38 consecutive sessions of selling, FII turned net buyers on November 25, after both the benchmark indices gained on a positive market sentiment following the elections in Maharashtra and the MSCI rejig. Experts noted that the markets benefited from the surprise outperformance of BJP and its allies, which not only removed political uncertainty in a key state after 5 years of an unstable coalition government, but also strengthened the BJP's policy agenda at the central government coalition, removing any doubts over the ability of the government to pursue its reform agenda. This is visible in the strong rally seen in public sector banks in the previous session. This short momentum helps put a flow on the market after the recent weakness, while fundamentals are actually still a concern with weak earnings and elevated valuations. In the previous session, the broader markets actually outperformed the benchmarks and all sectoral indices ended in the green. PSU banks, public sector undertakings, real estate and infrastructure sectors each boosted gains of over 2%, contributing to an optimistic market atmosphere. Technically speaking, the Nifty and Sensex are still in oversold conditions, while for the Nifty, an immediate upside hurdle is seen at the 24,515 mark and then next at the psychological 25,000 mark. The support is actually placed at 23,921 levels. Now let's turn towards stocks that will be buzzing in trade today. Hindustan Unilever's board has given its approval to demerge the ice cream business into an independent listed entity. Shareholders of HUL will receive shares in the new entity in proportion to their shareholding in HUL. Ashoka Buildcon has received a letter of award for a road project which is worth about 1400 crore from the NHAI. Bharat Heavy Electricals, in a consortium with Hitachi Energy Limited, has secured a contract for the establishment of two high-voltage direct current terminal stations. This is a part of the Khavda Renewable Energy Zone Phase 5 project. Shifting focus towards global markets, let's take a look at how they have performed. Wall Street's main indices ended higher on Monday, with the small-cap Russell 2000 index hitting an all-time high after Scott Bessent's nomination as U.S. Treasury Secretary had pushed bond yields lower. The S&P 500 rose 0.3%, while the Nasdaq Composite gained 0.27%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell short of 0.1% by closing. The US dollar also rose broadly against major rivals on Tuesday after President-elect Donald Trump said he would sign an executive order imposing a 25% tariff on all products coming into the United States from Mexico and Canada. The dollar hovered around the 107.41 mark. Asian markets were trading lower on Tuesday, failing to track gains on the Wall Street. In the Voice of the Day segment today, we have Sunil Subramaniam, market expert. Let's have a listen to what he has to say.
There's a feel-good factor around the fact that with Maharashtra and Haryana, both BJP reversing the Lok Sabha trend, the feeling of policy continuity, that the developmental populism, which has now been adopted as the mantra, is working well at the hustings, right? So there is that feel-good factor. And you talked about the bulls, whether it's a comeback, right? It's a comeback for domestic bulls and not yet for FII bulls. And why I'll tell you this? Because while FIIs have been staying away for various international factors like Trump election back, international volatility, China stimulus and thoughts of those have kept FIIs away from a market ever from 1st of October, right? Off and on, they've been buying. But the domestic mutual funds, for example, which are sitting on huge piles of cash and all of that, were also very cautious through this phase. They didn't buy everything the FIIs sold, and that's why you had the volatility. Now, why was that? One is, of course, is that the earnings season didn't turn out as promised, right? So from that point of view, the second is that this was a changeover period for the market, where it shifts its focus from this current year to the FY26 numbers. And this earnings season was also important from assessing the future for the next 1 year for each of those companies and hence the sectors. So there was a cautious wait-and-watch approach by domestic fund managers, and I think cash balances were rising across the board in this period, right? Now, the set of corrections, because they didn't come in and buy when the FI sold, naturally led to a set of corrections. Was that correction enough to have taken care of the downward revision in earnings guidance? Not yet. But what happened with the Adani trigger? That suddenly there was an across-the-board sell-off. Yes, Adani stocks sold off that day, but across the board, there was a sell-off. And that then led to the Friday rally was essentially the bulls saying that domestic sidelines, those who were there, the big DIIs, saying that, look, now there's a correction occurred. So maybe we are closer to a mean valuation and let me now step in and buy. So I think that started the process.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you for listening and have a great trading day ahead. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.